Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to get a refund on the money that was just taken off of my card.
Okay, so I'd be more than happy to assist you today. May I have your zip code, please?
24540.
And may I have your first and last name?
Waukesha Thaxton.
Okay, just a moment. And can you verify your shipping address?
600 3rd Avenue, Danville, Virginia, 24540.
All right, just a moment. All right, so it shows that you have our Feast Street, which is a meal planning app, helps use real food to boost energy, cut sugar carb cravings. And of course, how this occurs, you completed purchased the entry ticket for our sweepstakes for our iPad. We also offer other various prizes, Dyson vacuum, iPhones, etc. And with that payment, it also did enroll you into our monthly subscription for our meal plan, and an email was sent to you with the link for the app verifying this information as well. But furthermore, it does show your account has already been canceled out, so there won't be any charges made from this point.
So I need my refund.
Now, in regards to the charge, ma'am, it's going to be valid, so we would not be able to issue a refund in regards to the charge, but we have made sure you won't be billed any further.
I don't care about that. I want my money back, and if I have to get a lawyer to go through this, then I will. I mean, this is ignorant. All you got to do is reverse the damn charge.
I mean, I understand that, referring from the language as well. So it's not that simple. In this case, ma'am, the charge altogether is valid, so we cannot issue a refund. So you are aware of that. And you also were aware of this with the previous rep when they informed you this information as well. So you can disagree. You are entitled to disagree. But in regards to that, the information still provided remains the same, that you were initially told that you will not be able to receive a refund. So I will not be able to grant you a refund.
I did not read any of that.
I'm not saying you read anything. I'm saying you were told this from the previous rep that you were not able to provide a refund. So you were informed this information because it's documented on the account. So again, you can agree to disagree, but it's already notated on the account.
It's documented on the account, and I didn't agree to anything.
No one said you agreed to anything. What I said was, ma'am, is that we are not able to provide you a refund, and that's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
The initial payment was $1.
Okay, that's for the sweepstakes. We're referring to the meal plan. We don't deal with the sweepstakes. We deal with the meal plan.
Damn meal plan, man. Come on now.
So you can, I understand where you're coming from, ma'am. You're upset. All of that is understood. But we cannot provide you a refund. So
the
charges is going to be valid.
Who is the CEO?
I don't know the information.
Well, send me to the highest chain of
So
command.
We're the highest level of assistance you're speaking with at this time.
Okay, well, then I need to hire me a lawyer. What is the name of this company?
The name of the company is going to be Feast Street. Feast Treat. Right, they informed you that as well when you called in. So this is the new information being provided. You did call in today at 1:49 p.m. and spoke with a representative. Her first name is Cynthia. You did speak with someone.
What's the address? And
I don't have an address to provide.
Why do you have a company and you don't have an address for it?
That's correct.
So where do y'all receive y'all mail?
We don't receive mail. That's the thing.
Well, do you have an email address?
No, ma'am. I don't.
A telephone number?
The number that you called in to speak with someone on today, it's going to be the same number.
Okay. And the company's name is Feast Street?
Feast Street, correct.